ads courtesy of oddshark.com. For entertainment purposes only, past performance doesn't guarantee future results. For gambling issues, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to gamblersanonymous.org.
I'm Mike James for Smooth's College Football Playoff Picks for the semifinals. Three of the four schools that had top seeds in the playoffs failed to advance. The one team that did survive is on an unprecedented run, which may lead to their first national championship in football ever. Last week, we were 2-2, both head-to-head and against the spread. Here are our picks for both games, beginning with the Fiesta Bowl. That's taking place on Thursday, January 8th in Glendale, Arizona.
Miami, Ole Miss.
The Hurricanes are favored by 3.5 points. In one of the more exciting bowl games of the season, Georgia and Ole Miss made it memorable in their rematch from earlier this season. The Bulldogs' first two drives led to punt returns for Ole Miss, but the Rebels' offense could not take advantage, settling for two long field goals for the early lead. Georgia finally struck pay dirt as Gunnar Stockton scored on a 12-yard touchdown run to give the Bulldogs a lead in the second quarter. The Rebels stormed right back with a touchdown pass from Trinidad Chambliss to tight end Lucas. The two-point conversion fails, making it a 12-7 Ole Miss lead. The Bulldogs come right back with a second rushing score by Stockton to lead 14-12. On the next drive, running back Kawan Lacey fumbles. Dalen Everett takes the ball back 46 yards to score to extend the lead for Georgia into halftime. To the third quarter, where after stalled drives on both sides, Ole Miss strikes with a touchdown run to Kawan Lacey to cut the lead to 2. The Bulldogs would get 3 points back on a field goal going into the fourth quarter. The lead would go back and forth between the two teams, ending up tied at 34 with less than a minute to go in regulation. But Chambliss would lead his team on a game-winning drive, ending with a Lucas Pinheiro 47-yard walk-off field goal. Ole Miss with the upset victory over Georgia 39-34. They head to the desert to take on the Miami Hurricanes. The extra week of play benefited the Hurricanes more than it did the Ohio State Buckeyes. Miami took the lead from the very beginning and they didn't look back. Carson Beck with a 9-yard touchdown pass to Mark Fletcher to make it 7-0. Then Keontae Smith took an interception 72 yards to the house. And just like that, it was 14-0 Hurricanes. The Ohio State offense was putrid for most of the game. In fact, they only managed minus 3 yards rushing in the first half alone. They did manage to get on the board with a Bo Jackson 1-yard touchdown run in the third quarter. After a Miami field goal, the Buckeyes got closer with another score. Julian Sands throws a 14-yard touchdown pass to Jeremiah Smith, but the Hurricanes defense would get 2 key interceptions, and Chamar Brown's 5-yard touchdown run with seconds left put it away for good. 24-14 Miami was the final. In the end, the Rebels' defense bent, but they didn't break against Georgia in their Sugar Bowl victory. But that same defense will need to figure out what to do against Carson Beck and company. On the other side, Miami's defense held off one of the top offenses in the country. So far in their two games, they've only given up 17 points. Ole Miss' struggles at the beginning of last week's game should be very concerning because the Hurricanes could shut down their offense pretty effectively. Miami's on a roll since being one of the last selections of the playoff, and I like their chances of winning against one of the better SEC schools. Smooth pick, Miami, 27-16. Now on to the Peach Bowl. That's taking place on Friday, January 9th in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oregon, Indiana.
The Hoosiers are favored by 4 points. Oregon's defense was able to stifle the Texas Tech offense, pitching a shutout in the first half. Their offense was only able to get only 2 field goals out of it. That's because the Red Raiders were able to lessen the bleeding and keep the Ducks out of the end zone. Fast forward to the second half, where the Oregon defense continues to give trouble. Mataio Ualele with the strip fumble of Baron Morton led to a 6-yard touchdown by Jordan Davidson to extend the lead to 13-0. Texas Tech would get a big turnover late in the third quarter and would set themselves up for a drive all the way down to the Oregon 10-yard line. The freshman defensive back Brandon Finney would intercept his second ball of the day, his third forced turnover of the game, to neutralize the Red Raiders' scoring attempt. They wouldn't get any closer as Oregon shuts out Texas Tech 23-0. The Ducks get a rematch against the number one team in the nation, Indiana. The Rose Bowl was also a defensive struggle in the first half as both teams had a hard time getting their offenses going. It was the Hoosiers that got the scoring going in the second quarter. After an Indiana field goal and a 3-and-out by Alabama, Fernando Mendoza would find the end zone twice, first to Charlie Becker from 21 yards, then to Omar Cooper to give Indiana a 17-0 lead into halftime. They made a comeback even harder for the Crimson Tide when, after stopping Alabama on a 3-and-out, Mendoza would find Elijah Surratt for 24 yards for the score. The Tide would finally get on the scoreboard with a field goal in the third quarter to the fourth, and that's where Indiana is running on all four cylinders. Kalon Black rushed for a 24-yard touchdown to put the game out of reach. Final numbers for Mendoza, 14 for 16 for 192 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. Indiana wins their first ever Rose Bowl. 38-3 was the final. Indiana made easy work of Alabama in the Rose Bowl, but they shouldn't take Oregon lightly. Their last meeting was a barn burner, which was the catalyst to Indiana's march to an undefeated season. The Ducks' defense was on full display with their shutout win in the Orange Bowl. They're sure to give Mendoza lots of trouble this time around. The big factor will be Ducks quarterback Dante Moore. The Hoosiers' defense suffocated him in their last meeting, recording 6 sacks and 2 interceptions. If he can prevent the turnovers, Oregon can surely keep up with Indiana in the scoring department. Both Moore and Mendoza are expected to be highly ranked during April's NFL draft, so this should be an impressive dress run for a team desperate for a quarterback. Nonetheless, this game stands to be incredibly tight for the full 60 minutes. Smooth picking this one. Indiana 25-21. And that's Smooth's college football picks for the semifinals. Join us for who we're picking for the national championship on Wednesday, January 14th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, right here on Smooth Jazz and More. You can also listen on the TuneIn Radio app. Download it for free, and you can listen on your smartphone, tablet, smart speaker, or any Roku player listening device. Check out the website for repeat dates and times. Or if you miss out, you can subscribe to the Smooth Jazz and More podcast and not miss a beat. You can do it for free from any of our preferred podcast providers, including Apple, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, or iHeartRadio. We'll see you later.
You're listening to Smooth Jazz and More.